This is Living Poor with Style by Ernest Kallenbach. The Ten Commandments tell us that we are not to covet our neighbor's wife or his goods. If we took this seriously, modern business would collapse in a day. The very foundation of contemporary society is covetousness. We are trained to covet, practically from the day of birth. If we get into situations where there is nothing around to covet, we get nervous like first-time campers or tourists in East European countries who wonder why there aren't more downtown shop windows. We are, in fact, conditioned exactly like trained rats in a maze, galvanized into action by a paycheck. We nose around, hunting for the ultimate purchase which will satisfy our hunger. Since most of us never have enough money for more than a few of the available toys, we are spared the dreadful realization that comes to the rich. There really isn't that much worth coveting. We go on busily and endlessly sniffing after the bait, and finally, we drop dead in the maze without ever stopping to consider whose game we've been playing. In order to stop coveting, it may be necessary to be able to enjoy a lot of goods for a while. At any rate, this seems to be why the majority of hippies are from middle-class backgrounds. They've seen all their parents' toys and had a lot of their own, and they know by example, which is how we learn almost everything we learn, that coveting is a bum trip. To people who, all their lives, have been deprived of the goodies enjoyed by the middle class and the rich, the suggestion of doing without sounds like the old recommendation from rich people that the poor should enjoy being poor and honest. But if coveting is your trip, you should at least try to get through it as quickly as possible. Work your ass off. Put your money into all the goodies you can manage. Spend your time in stores. Read consumer reports. Talk to experts. Really sink yourself into it for a while. Then kick it and get back to figuring out what you really want to do with your life.